the rest of the story. For young Dayton Hyde, life at home had become unbearable. His father, seriously ill and incapacitated, required constant attention. The boy's mother, grown irritable from giving that attention, often fought with her son. So, the youngster, in order to avoid the bickering and the battle, spent as much time as he could in the northern Michigan woodland near his home. He fished a lot. He searched for wild berries. He got bored. Then one day, 1938, when Dayton was 13, he received a letter from his uncle in Oregon. Now, this uncle was a cattle rancher who lived not far from Klamath Falls, and in the letter he related how he could step out on the front porch of his ranch house and scoop up enough trout in a pan to feed his crew for breakfast. It sounded delightful. And then Dayton's uncle told him about the wild horses. About the wild horses, he wrote that his ranch hands had just captured a herd of wild horses. They were beautiful, he said. At once the young boy's inner eyes gazed westward in wonder. He did not belong where he was. He belonged with his uncle on that fantastic ranch. For 6 weeks he daydreamed about being there until one morning when he decided the dreams were not enough and he hopped the next westbound freight train. Dayton managed to ride the rails every mile of the way. Best of all, when he arrived and when his astonished parents were apprised of his whereabouts, they consented to let him stay. On that ranch near Klamath Falls, Dayton Hyde thrived. The wild mustangs that had lured him there continued to fascinate him. Winters, when the snow was deep, he would take loads of hay out to the range so they could eat. And still, because such natural predators as wolves were being hunted to the verge of elimination, a great many wild horses starved to death. One afternoon, for example, Dayton rode into a canyon, discovered 40 of them. 40 wild horses lying there in a heap, having eaten one another's manes and tails off before they starved to death. And I believe that it was about then that young Dayton Hyde first decided that he must somehow help, that he must somehow repay the wild mustangs which had inspired his own freedom. One day, after the young colt from northern Michigan became a stallion, he did repay them. In fact, today, the wide-open spaces of South Dakota have its own St. Francis, author of a dozen books on the outdoors, founder of the Institute for Range and American Mustangs, operator of a sanctuary where hundreds of wild horses eat well and run free. There are some 56,000 such horses in the United States. They all have one two-legged friend, whose 14,000-acre spread along the Cheyenne River awaits the neediest of them. Probably nobody on planet Earth is more closely associated with the preservation and the protection of the wild Mustang than Dayton Hyde. But now I hope that you will always remember where and when he was introduced to the love of his life. In a letter from his rancher uncle, which started a small boy on the big journey that will never end. That is the rest of the story.